This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
First time caller. Very recent EPP member. I've listened for quite a while now and always wanted to become an EPP member, but I just kind of never got around to it. I'm going to try to remain anonymous due to the very unique nature of my name. I live in a very small town, so everybody knows me around here. But I don't know that, I'll jump right into my story, and I don't know that my story is so much as scary as it is just kind of strange, something that I've always kind of wondered about. By the way, welcome to Southern Missouri. That's actually where I'm from. So I hope you guys are liking it around here. But in my story starts when I was little. I was in grade school. I couldn't tell you what age I was. And it only happened once for me, and it happened to somebody else in my home, and I've always kind of wondered about it. But so what it was is when I was little, my mom would, she kind of had a ritual that she did every morning, just the same routine, same thing that she would do, and she would come into the doorway of my room. I never had a door. And she would flip on my light, and she would be like, hey, get out of bed, it's time to go to school, time to get dressed. And so, and of course, being the little kid, just like everyone else, I'd fight it and be like, no, I don't want to get up. I want to sleep, five more minutes, Mom. And she would walk into the utility room, which was right across from my room, and she would get, snacks and things like that for her lunch before she went to work. Well, so and when she would come back out, she'd be like, hey, it's time to get up. That was your extra time to sleep. You need to get up, get ready. And so I would get up and go about my daily thing. Well, one morning, I remember I woke up, and I looked towards my doorway, and I saw what looked like my mother. It was a same height, same body shape, same everything. I thought it was her, but it was black. It wasn't full. I couldn't make out any features, anything like that of my mom, and I kind of attributed to that, my eyes were still a little sleepy, and, it put its hand where my mom always put her hand to turn my light on, and I saw the hand move a couple of times, but my light never came on, and then it turned and walked into the utility room, and I thought it was my mom, so I propped myself up, and I was waiting for her to come back down, because I was going to be like, hey, I'm up, it's fine, and, as the minutes went by, nothing happened, and I started to kind of, wonder, like, well, where is she? What's taking her so long? What's going on? So I got out of bed, and I walked over, and I opened the utility room door to tell her, hey, thanks for not turning the light on, because I always complained about the light being turned on because it hurt my eyes. And I was like, thanks for not turning the light on. I'm awake. I'm you don't have to say anything. And as I opened the door, there's nothing there. And it took me, it stopped me dead in my tracks. And I was like, well, I know I saw her. I know I saw her go in here. And so I walked to the living room, and she was sitting there drinking coffee, and I asked her, and I was like, did you go down to the utility room and wake me up? And she was like, no, I was going to wake you up in about 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, well, I'm up. And I just kind of went back to my room just thinking, well, it's kind of attributing it to, it's something that happened in my sleep. I was still dreaming when I woke up, nothing big. And I went about my day. Well, sometime after that, I couldn't tell you how long after that, but it was a while, and I never saw anything again. I never heard anything. Some family members came down to stay, and my parents moved into the guest room and gave them their room because they were an elderly couple and they were on my dad's side. And they stayed for a couple of days. Well, one morning I got up and walked into the kitchen. Mom was making breakfast. I got something to drink, and we all sat down to have breakfast. And they were like, hey, thanks for checking on us last night. We were fine, we were sleeping okay, but, thanks for checking. And I was like, what are you talking about? And they were like, you opened the door. You kind of peeked in at us just to make sure that we were all right. You didn't say anything, but you shut the door and you left. And I was like, I didn't get up last night. I slept all night, and everything kind of stopped, and they all kind of looked at me, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was asleep all night. I never got to check on you. And they were like, well, it was your height, and it was your, we thought it was you. And I was like, it wasn't me. They were like, huh, well, that's odd. And basically the conversation kind of got dropped from there. And I always just kind of thought that, you know, maybe it was something in the home, because I think, I want to say it was very recent. Maybe it was a year or two after we moved into the home that all this happened. And I think, you know, maybe it was somebody who used to live in the home or something like that, just kind of checking on us, making sure that we're all right from time to time. And, you know, like I said, I never saw anything after that. I've never heard anything. I've never got any bad feelings in the home or anything like that. And my mother has told me several times that she's heard footsteps or and some things like that. And I always tell her, you know, in a joking manner, but also in a kind of serious manner, you know, maybe it's our friendly resident ghost just checking in and making sure that you're okay when I'm not around. And, you know, she kind of laughs it off, but, and just goes about her day. But that's my story. I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about that. Think about, you know, what it could possibly be. I will tell you this, that the only blood relation that I have is my mother. So, you know, we don't have any family or anything over here. We haven't had very many deaths in my extended family through my dad's side or anything like that. So I don't know who it could be, who could, you know, what it could possibly be. But it's never been anything that I felt was bad in our home. But thanks for listening. Thanks for having this great podcast. Like I said, I'm a very recent EPP member. I've always wanted to do it, kind of never got around to it. But I finally said, you know what? I'm going to do this and catch up on all the episodes, all 100 and something of them now. but thanks for a great podcast, and thanks for having a good platform where people can call in, and thanks for keeping me entertained as I drive around in the middle of the night in the fog for my job. But thanks for listening. I'll try to call back. I have a couple of other stories. Bye-bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.